Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews said he's the brightness of his glory, the expressed image, that character, an exact reproduction of the flesh of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Jesus Christ holds it all together by his spoken word. But then here in verse number 8, we find this passage, verse. But unto the Son he saith, God the Father is speaking, and he is speaking unto his Son, Jesus Christ. And God the Father tells Jesus this, thy throne, O God, is forever and forever. Now, if God the Father calls his Son God, who are we to say that Jesus Christ is not God? I told you, and I got to move on. I can tell you I'm not even going to get into Battle of Armageddon this week. I'll have to do it next time I'm in the pulpit here. About those two Jehovah's Witness ladies who came a couple years ago. And by the way, there hadn't been nobody knocking on my door since. You know how they go around knocking on neighborhoods and all? I think they marked me because they don't come around no more. Matter of fact, I had had a couple phone calls from a fella here in Winter Haven who tried to talk to me about, I let him talk, you know, his Jehovah's Witness thing. He called me twice. And I gave him this verse and he hung up on me. He didn't want to talk about it. These two ladies a couple years ago came knocking my door. I let them talk for about 5 minutes. They were talking about the kingdom and all the good things. And I said, let me share a verse with you. I shared this verse with them and I told them the same thing. Listen, if God, in a nutshell, Jesus declares himself to be God, you may not believe that. I said, the apostles declare Jesus to be God. I said, you may not believe that. I said, the angels declare Jesus to be God. And I quoted those scriptures and they knew the scriptures. I said, but when the Father, God, declares Jesus to be God, I said, who are you and who are me to say he's not God? And man, when I read them Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, they took off. And they ain't been back since. When we talk about here in Revelation 19, 1, he's called the Word of God. That's his name, one of his many, many, many names. There's nobody like Jesus. Then we find in verse number 16, again, I'll jump back, that he's called King of Kings and he's called Lord of Lords, speaking of his names. It speaks of Jesus' dominion and authority over all, and he has come to take it back. That's what the revelation of Jesus Christ is all about. There's different reasons of his coming. He's reclaiming Israel, the millennial reign of Christ. He's reclaiming this earth for himself. There are so many things I can't wait till we get in the next couple of chapters as we see the millennial reign of Christ and the new heavens and the new earth. That's the purpose of the revelation. He's coming to take back what's rightfully his. When we began our study, I told you that the devil is nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? A squatter is somebody who sits on somebody else's property and he just lives there and he wrecks it. He just tears it all up. It doesn't belong to him. Well, the devil is a squatter and the Lord one day is going to come and kick him out and reclaim what's rightfully his. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It belongs to him. He created it. But because of Adam, and again, I won't go into all this. I have to move on. But because of Adam and Adam's sin, well, sin came and destroyed this earth, but one day, God's going to put it all back together. Well, let's get back to verse number 14. Verse number 14. I have a note here. There's the Lord's transportation, for those of you who are taking the notes, in verse number 11. The Lord's transportation, he's riding on a white horse. In verses number 12 through 14, there's the Lord's exaltation and the names that are attributed to him. And then we see the Lord's vindication. Beginning in verse number 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. I want you to compare that to verse number 8, where it says, to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And I'm not going to rehash what I talked about last week about the bride of Christ and how salvation is a gift, but bridal identity is earned. I'm not going to go back there, but I want you to notice as a note that in verse number 14, that bride that followed him, they were upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean, and just a sideline. If you don't know how to ride a horse, I promise you in heaven you'll learn real quick. Okay, some of y'all have never been on a horse. You won't need riding lessons here, okay? Because we're going to be perfect. We're going to be like Christ. But the thought is we're following him. And we'll get in this in just a little bit more about what's going to take place. But notice that the ones who follow him were clothed in fine linen, white and clean. In verse number 15, and out of his mouth, speaking of Jesus, goeth a sharp sword, and with it that he should smite the nations. Before we go any farther, Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 4 says this, he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. When we think of slaying, he's not going to pull out a sword, a physical sword, and start running through the folk, just slaying them with a physical sword. Literally, he's going to slay them, the Bible says, with the sword of his mouth, with the spoken word, the same mouth, the same words that brought this earth into existence. When he said, let there be light, there was light. When he divided the darkness from the light, by his spoken word, this same Jesus, by the spoken word, the same one that when after he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, about to be betrayed, and Judas brings that great army of people, and he didn't need all those people, the Roman soldiers and others, the Pharisees and all, to that Garden of Gethsemane. You remember the story, and Jesus had been praying in that garden, praying as great sweat like drops of blood came from his brow, and he said, not my will, but thy will be done, our Father. Remember the great prayer there. Well, he looked up, and here's these torches that are coming to him in the garden, and Judas is leading the way. And when somebody said, we are looking for Jesus, and he said this, I am he. And the Bible says when he spoke, I am, those words, I am he, all those people fell to the ground by his spoken word. That's our Jesus. Listen, nobody killed Jesus. He went to the cross on his own free will for me and for you. They could not take him. You know that song, he could have called 10,000 angels. He didn't need 10,000 angels. By his spoken word, he shall smite the earth. By him just saying the word, it's like a bunch of it's a terrible illustration, but it's like for you who go bowling, I know there's some people in here who bowl. And I found out there's a couple that were really good bowlers. I won't name who they are. They actually have a thing for a perfect game. You know what a perfect game is? 300. That they actually bowl a couple of perfect games. 300. Every time I bowl, most of the time, if I get 100, you know what gutter balls are, you know, things like that. Anyway, it's when you hit that first pin or second, and they all just, blah, 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 they all fall over. I just imagine that's exactly what Jesus is going to do. It's like a bunch of bowling pins. The armies, and we're going to look at this in just a minute. They've gathered from Bozrah and Petra, which is southeast of Jordan, of Israel. The armies would be from there all the way up through Armageddon to Jerusalem, that 180-mile stretch. And he comes in the revelation, and they just all, are you following? Preacher, you're crazy. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bowl. Here's the neat thing. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. And we know exactly he's talking about just by speaking those words.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday, September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Avenue Trio live in concert. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m., September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.